Hi, Dan. I want to put in a little complaint about that commercial you guys are running.
A complaint about a commercial? It's going to fall. I can tell you before you even complain, don't even know what the commercial is. It'll fall on deaf ears because as an equal opportunity advertiser, we take commercial messages from all people.
I think you know which one I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's the one with the hate for whites on it. That about the Chancery Court,
they're suggesting diversity in the court. That is their position.
But it's offensive because if this roles were reversed, it would be like a federal lawsuit. The federal government would come down on it. But since it's anti-white, then it's allowed.
No,
to
I don't really see it.
I just find it offensive. I find it offensive.
Do you love black people, sir?
That's not the point.
I'm asking you, do you love black people, sir?
I like a lot of people.
Do you love black people?
Sure.
All right. Why is that so hard to say?
Well, it's not hard to say.
I only had to ask you three times.
Talking about it's, I just find it a little offensive. You know, you gotta give a little pushback once in a while because it's just more and more.
Do you know why?
It sounds like minority hate speech.
Yeah, well,
what it sounds like.
Do you know the backstory as to why they're doing it?
I don't know the backstory.
Okay, well, let me explain it to you.
Either.
It's not the point for you. You don't want to be educated on. You don't want to be.
Go ahead, I'm listening. Yeah.
This company, TransPerfect, had a lawsuit in Chancery Court that cost them millions and millions of dollars. This Bouchard on the Chancery Court was billing them, appointed a custodian to oversee the case, and millions of dollars worth of legal billing. His buddy, his old boy buddy from a former law firm, got to be the guy overseeing it. They allege that they received millions of dollars worth of legal bills, but no itemization of what the bills were all about. They uncovered an entire system in our state where a secretive panel picks these potential Chancery Court judges, and there's a whole network of old boy politics done in secret. And the people end up losing. So to break that, they are trying to put the zinger toward Governor Carney to put his money where his mouth is and break this old boy legal old boy club and get some diversity in there. So their position is diversity would be a good thing for all citizens because it would break this cabal of attorneys that are sticking it to us every day.
It'd be nice if that was explained in some fashion in the commercial.
Well, ignorance of the law is no excuse, sir.
That sounds like they're using the race card themselves.
Right, but now I've tried to explain it to you a little bit, but there you go.
No, I understand exactly what the situation is. You just explained it. I get it, but they're doing the same thing. They're using race to try and rile the people, get the people riled up. I don't know. It just doesn't sound. But anyway, thanks, Dan.
All right. Well, it got you riled up.
Yeah, it did.
All right. All right. Some group wants to advertise their message. They can advertise their message. All right. What's next? Let's take a great phone call. Hello. You're on the air everywhere. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you, Dan?
I'm good. Great to be back on the radio, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, glad to see you back.
All right.
I got something I'd like to say about George Floyd, if you don't mind.
Well, okay. Poor guy.
I can tell you by looking at the videos and the what's going on there, George Floyd killed George Floyd.
We'll see if that prediction.
He had three times the amount of fentanyl to kill one person.
We'll see how that is effective.
He had a chance.
Go ahead.
Had a chance to tell the cops when they were trying to get him in the car, yes, I am on drugs. I need to go to the hospital. But no, he didn't do that. So I don't care what people say. George Floyd killed his own self.
Yeah, well,
this man
like
was
I say,
nothing but a criminal.
Like I say, it'll be interesting to see when the defense puts their case up. If they bring all of that information out, it'll be interesting to see how it is received under cross-examination. I'm willing to accept the outcome of the trial. Are you?
Well, yes, I am. And it's going to prove that this man killed himself. But the thing of it is...
Well, is that your prediction?
It's not going to be that.
Yeah, but that's a prediction you're making right now. We don't know.
No, it's not, because I listened to the news.
Okay. So
this man didn't suffocate.
The trial... sir, relax.
Yes.
Relax for a second. By the way... The trial isn't over, so if you're saying what the outcome is, I'm just saying that's a prediction.
Yes, okay. Here's what's going to happen. The jurors are going to find him guilty because they're going to burn the cities down if they don't.
Well,
they don't have a choice.
I'm going to accept, if that's the outcome, I'm going to accept the guilty verdict. They're the ones that are in charge and deciding.
I agree.
Well,
you're not going to have no choice. But it's going to be a lie and not the truth.
I see.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get at.
In other words, you are a bigger man, a more intelligent man than the jury.
No, I'm not. Absolutely
really?
Not.
Really?
Really?
How do you know something that the jury might not know?
Well, because I've listened to the radio, I listen to TV, and I've listened to people that have
that doesn't matter. What you need to listen to is what is presented in the trial, which is what the jury is going to do. So you're telling me the jury, you know more from hearing news reports than the jury will know?
Well, let me tell you this.
Yes or no, sir.
Yes or no.
They're going to see the video, too. Yes or no, do you think you will know more than the jury?
It doesn't make any difference whether
I won't answer the question.
I'm going by facts. I looked at the videos. I've seen it all.
Sir, just answer the
exactly
question.
What's going to happen.
Let's take this step by step, sir.
Sure. Go ahead.
At the end of the day, will you, the caller, know more about the case than the actual jury, yes or no?
I don't know if I will or not, but I know one thing.
What do you mean you don't know, sir? They're in the courthouse. Looking.
It doesn't make any difference, Dan. You've seen the evidence. I've seen the evidence. I know exactly what I saw and what I have seen. And I've seen people get on there and tell the truth about what actually happened. This man didn't suffocate.
All right.
He died because he was on drugs.
But you, I don't know why you can't answer a simple question. It's really, really easy. The jury is going to know a lot more about it than you at the end of the day.
Well, in my belief, I think what's going to happen is,
but why won't you at least admit that the jury's going to be more informed than you are on the case?
Yes, I think they will be informed.
All right.
But they're going to come out with a guilty plea because they have no choice.
And if you were on the jury, would you have a choice?
Yes, I would have a choice.
Okay, so back to my original statement. Okay? Back to my original statement. You believe... You're have more integrity than a jury you don't even know.
No, I don't think I have more integrity.
You just said that they're going to make a decision based on that they have to, they won't be able to find the truth because they're going to have to protect the city, but yet you wouldn't do that. So you obviously feel then that you have more integrity or something or more.
More gonads than the
jury. You don't even know these jurors. You have no love in you, sir.
Are you crazy or what?
You're saying things about a jury that you don't even know who they are.
I know. But I think you're going to... Well, we'll see what happens. That's all. That's all you can do. You can see what happens.
Right, but
they can run it either way they want to run it.
You're already in your mind, and the audience can hear it. I mean, it's very clear. In your mind, you have put yourself above the jury that you don't even know.
Well, I'm not saying that you're.
And I say that because you have anger in you. You should love this jury. Love those 12 people.
Well, I hope they come out with the right prediction. That's all I can ask. That's all I can hope. No, I don't have hate. I have angry because of the lies and everything that goes on.
Right. Don't be angry. So you can't be angry.
Everything else. Yes.
You know who the father of anger is?
Yes.
Who?
Satan.
Yes. So your daddy.
Yes,
Satan is your daddy.
No, he's not.
You just said you had anger. You need to have love.
You're allowed to have anger.
You need to have love.
Well, let me tell you something, Dad. I got plenty of love. But one thing I despise about what's going on and been going on for 4 years is nothing but lies and rumors and everything else. And nobody's doing anything about it because they don't want to know the truth.
Right. Listen, I've appreciated the call. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I agree with you in one respect. We're going to see what happens. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's good. I hope it comes out okay. If it doesn't, it does.
It's 6:29.
Hey, I want to tell you something funny. It's not funny. My wife got her first shot Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen this woman in 38 years this ill.
Oh.
Sore. I mean, just so absolutely body aching sore.
Really?
And it was kind of depressing because it was a nice weekend to get a lot of stuff done around the yard. And she was able to do a lot of stuff, don't get me wrong, but for her to sleep in on a Sunday morning and a Saturday morning until 10 o'clock, I mean, come downstairs and do stuff, but just then sit on the couch and just out.
And that's the first of two doses?
First of two, yes. She couldn't move her left arm. She couldn't raise it above her head. Just things like that. And I know that's kind of the byproduct of a shot. I mean, when I used to have to get tetanus shots, I remember that would be sore, yeah. But just the way she was feeling was unbelievable.
And you didn't get, are you getting your vaccine?
I'm not getting it. No. I was going to say hell no, but no, I'm not getting it. No. And I think ironically, Dan, the pain that she was dealing with for, and I don't even know if she's not up yet today. I don't know how she's going to feel today, but it might be worse than what the virus would have been for her.
Right, that's the thing, you never know, right? It could have been, coulda, woulda, shoulda, you don't know, right?
Yeah, and I talked to you a few months ago about it when her brother had it over Thanksgiving weekend.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't even know he had it until he lost his taste and smell and then got tested.
So, and, well, at least compared to, well, I guess you would say at least compared to his version of it, this is, would be worse, her reaction to
that. Right, he had a little bit of a backache.
Uh-huh.
And, I think the worst thing for him is he lost 2 weeks' pay. He had to stay home for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that is the worst thing.
I don't think I'm going to do it. I honestly don't. She's pressuring me to really consider doing it, but I don't think I'm going to.
Hmm. Interesting.
Not that I don't like. I can tolerate a needle. That's not the big thing. I just don't want any chemicals dumped in.
I get it. Well,
something to think about. It's honestly something to think about. And after seeing this, I'm not doing it, but.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if she decides. It'll be interesting to see if she decides to get the second of half of it.
Yeah, well, she's already debating that, and she called the pharmacy, and they said, no, this is just a normal side effect, and yes, you have to, highly recommend to do the second shot.
Hmm. Yeah, thanks for the report. It looks like I have to take a break, but there's a little bit of vaccine. Yeah. Thank you. Little vaccine. Vaccine item or two in the Big 6 at 6. All the 6 things you need to know to start your day coming up in a moment after this news update. We're just getting the show started. Thanks for tuning in. 6 o'clock.
So, I guess I was calling this thing with the gun law. There's a bigger issue that I see, and that's that, in general, our leaders don't see themselves as leaders. They see themselves as rulers. And a lot of that is because people have lost the vision for what freedom can provide. And I would argue that we live, you and I and the rest of us, in the greatest comfort and ease that mankind in the last 6,000 years of the history of mankind has ever experienced. And that has extended, it's extended our comfort. And none of that is bad. And so I hear people tell me, they'll say, well, we don't really deserve all the comfort that we have. We're not granted comfort. You know, that's not something that we're promised. That's not promised to us from birth. And I'm thinking, okay, so comfort is not promised to me by birth. But at the same time, freedom has been what has granted this comfort. And I'm talking about electricity. I'm talking about cars. I'm talking about medical care. All of this stuff has come about through freedom. And I recently purchased a book, and it was about access, the history of the tool that shaped the continent of America. And they were explaining how it started out smaller in Europe, smaller trees, and as through the course of history, it changed over time. One of the biggest things that drove the axis history was the fact that people owned their property. And when people owned their property, suddenly they decided they want to do something with it. So there used to be serfdom in the European countries. And so one of the things that thrust the European countries into poverty prior to America coming about was not that people weren't smart or that people weren't intelligent. They were. What they were is they were uninspired and they were unmotivated. And so you had the barons, which would own a castle, and they were also called the warring barons, and they would typically move from castle to castle, and they would eat all the food at the castle, then move to the next castle. You didn't own the land you lived on. You served under the baron, and you provided a portion of your food to the baron. But all of this led to you being uninspired. There was no motivation to achieve greatness if you cannot keep the fruits of your labor. And what I notice is that people have lost faith in freedom, and a lot of the reason why we've lost faith in freedom is because we don't understand that everything that we see in our life right now, our cars, our tires, our comforts, our clothing, our belts, our shoes, it's of the highest quality that mankind has ever seen, and it's all because of the American experiment of a constitutional republic that allows you to keep the things that you work for. So I guess where I see our leaders, they at this point, I don't know if it's because we've enjoyed these comforts for so long, but we've actually become delusional because now we feel as if we can enjoy the comforts without the freedom. So you have people who think, well, now we have all these comforts, let's take away some of the freedoms. It may take 100 years for our comforts to begin to disappear, but as you lose freedom, you are going to lose opportunity. And as you lose opportunity, like, I'm so proud of the things that I have. You know, it gives me joy to purchase a high quality product. And I realize that a high quality product that you purchase is because of a need that was filled. So in other words, you're not going to have high performance if you don't have somebody who's willing to purchase high performance. And you're going to see a lot of things disappear from history if we start to take back freedom. Well, I want to point out, this is the thing of freedom. The reason that you can buy Scorpion Pirelli tires or whatever is because people can. So a government bureaucrat might come along and say, well, you don't need the best tires. You can get along with something that's not so good. That is true, but I actually want the best. And so there's this ambition in us as human beings, and it was actually given to us by God because we were created in His image. Therefore, we want to create things because God is a creator. And since we were created in His image, we want to create things. We weren't actually created to do nothing. We were actually created to work. And so we're inspired to achieve greatness. All that comes from God, because when you look at His creation, you see that He achieved greatness. But when you start to take away the motivation to have the best tires, you know, sometimes you go to the tire store and you're like, well, I want the crappiest tires for this vehicle. But sometimes I actually want something nice. I mean, do people ever think about the basic things that they have? These are all products of freedom. And you wouldn't have this if you, so when you take away the desire, people, well, they want this necessity only. Well, the problem with necessity only is you get rid of what you want. And when you get rid of what you want, you're going to lose a lot more than just what you want. The cure is really, people have to realize everyone has a part. And our leaders, they're not, I don't know, their heads are right. I have to think about this some more. I still philosophize about this. But that was basically what my thought was this morning.
I need to actually talk with you longer if you want me to delve into more
of what I think the solution is, but I mean, I don't want to take up any more of your time, and I want to thank you for allowing me the time to share part A. But I mean, I have thought this process through. So if you're wondering what is the cure, there is a cure. It's actually pretty simple. The simple solution is that people have to read their history books. My wife, I have to thank her. You know, she has purchased so many history books. And when I read about the struggles of humanity and I realize what we came from and how evil people are, this is why this is the same Robert from Laurel that doesn't wear a mask. And they wonder, well, why doesn't he wear a mask? Well, he doesn't wear a mask because you're masking humanity. And when you cover the face, you're less human. And when you're less human, you become less humane. And that is just, there's so many other problems with the mask thing that they're stealing away freedom, which the stealing away of freedom ultimately leads to poverty. And I see the way that people lived 400 years before me. And I've had people say, well, we're not granted the right to comfort. And I'm thinking, yes, but it's so easily attainable. You can have all of these wonderful things, and all you have to do is not screw it up. And when I look at people screwing it up, I'm thinking, well, I know where we're headed, but it almost seems as if it's unstoppable. Because when I look at the numbers, and, you know, 60% of people vote Democrat, and they're, you know, you can't live free and you can't be evil at the same time. I mean, if I had to sum it up in that, it's you can't be free and you can't be evil at the same time. So in general, we're headed towards poverty probably because we're so evil right now. I appreciate your time. I'll call back again sometime. See you.